the FDA confirming, or authorizing, I should say, Johnson & Johnson's one shot for emergency use. We've been talking about this all morning, Rochelle, and I've got a couple questions on it. First, some folks are criticizing that vaccine, pointing that it's not as effective as Pfizer and Moderna, but still, relative to other vaccines, I mean, 85% is pretty darn good, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, each of the vaccines is just a little bit, you know, different in, you know, the studies that were done and some of those types of things, but they all have very high effective rates. And so, you know, any of them would be a good one, you know, to get. So this one has been as rigorously tested as any of the others. So from that standpoint, I think anybody, if we get this vaccine, this will be a valuable, you know, tool in our basket here.
And Rochelle, the one thing this vaccine seems to offer that Pfizer and Moderna doesn't is just a convenience factor when it comes to logistics. You know, we've talked about the big freezers you have at Winona Health. You could store a bunch of doses of the Pfizer vaccine. But in terms of not having to administer two doses, in terms of it just being a one and done like this Johnson & Johnson vaccine, how much would that potentially relieve any sort of logistical headaches that you've been dealing with since you've been giving these shots out since December of last year?
Well, this, yeah, for sure. This vaccine would be far easier to administer from a tracking perspective. You know, we are, of course, everybody that comes in right now for Pfizer or Moderna, you know, we track, you know, because it's 3 weeks or 4 weeks, so you've got differences there. You have to make sure they come back within a certain time. I mean, there's just a lot of logistics that, you know, we're tracking on all of that to make sure that people get their complete, you know, dose. To have people come in and just do a one dose and done, I mean, that's like, that's probably super simple. I mean, it doesn't get much easier than that.
The president and CEO of Winona Health, Rochelle Schultz, joining us this morning on In the Know. So, Rochelle, are you aware? I know it was just authorized over the weekend, but are you aware of how Winona Health would go about getting the Johnson & Johnson? Are you guys eligible for it? Do you plan on getting it? What's just sort of this news? What's this news' impact on Winona Health's vaccination effort?
Right. So, you know, there's about, as I understand it, there's about 4 million doses that Johnson & Johnson has ready to ship. What isn't quite clear is, are they going to go through like federal channels or is it going to come, you know, into the states and be distributed that way? If it comes into the states, I think we will get some, very similar to how we get Moderna and Pfizer. There's a distribution methodology that's used, you know, by population and all of that. It would come to the regional coalitions and so forth. So I would anticipate if it comes to the state, it's just one more vaccine that will be distributed, you know, that way. If it comes, you know, if the federal government decides to do it through, you know, some other channels, that could come differently, and it could come through pharmacies. We do have a couple of local pharmacies that are getting some vaccine that sort of bypasses the state. Our pharmacy is on that list. We haven't gotten anything through our pharmacy yet, but you know, so I think there's a couple of different channels, but I would anticipate that we will see some of that Johnson & Johnson vaccine here in Winona.
President and CEO of Winona Health, Rochelle Schultz, our guest this morning on In the Know. Rochelle, we've been talking about the Johnson & Johnson vaccine rollout. You said there's still some uncertainty depending on how the federal government distributes Johnson & Johnson may indicate whether or not Winona Health gets some. What is the plan for vaccinations this week, Rochelle?
Yeah, so yeah, we are planning. We have a vaccination clinic both on Thursday and Friday. We have about 400 and just maybe short of 430 vaccines on Thursday and another 100 on Friday. So feeling really, you know, pretty good that, you know, the regional coalition process has kind of broken open that delay that we had a few weeks ago. You know, last week, just, you know, for some information, last week was a huge week. We did almost 1,400 doses, you know, 1,100 of those being, you know, first doses. So we had some really good, efficient clinics, a lot of really happy people, which, you know, makes everybody feel good that, you know, we're getting this out into people's arms and people are feeling pretty good about that. So so it'll be a good week. It'll, you know, good days on Thursday and Friday with getting more of this vaccine out into the community.
And similar to what we heard from Winona County Public Health, obviously a lot of doses coming in last week to sort of catch up for delayed shipments from the winter weather that was seen across the country. Is everyone pretty much caught up now, Rochelle, in terms of those doses finally arriving and getting them into the shots of arms?
Yes. Yeah. All of the ones that were delayed due to weather, you know, those have been delivered. You know, the clinics have happened and you know, those doses are you know, done and complete. So I think we're all caught up that way. I think we're all, you know, pretty excited that, you know, we have the potential here that, you know, our number of doses coming out could actually escalate, you know, into the higher realms and we could start doing, you know, even more people. But I think, you know, people may have, you know, heard last week, too. I think the governor has put out, you know, sort of a timeline that by the end of March, you know, we'll pretty much be finished with, you know, the 65 and older population so that we can expand to some of the other ones, or at least that is the goal. So I'm hopeful that that's kind of how much vaccine will flow. We'll get those populations done and start really being able to expand this for others.
Winona Health President and CEO Rochelle Schultz, our guest this morning on In the Know at 7:51. Yeah, and Rochelle, on that front, I was going to ask you about that next. The governor announcing that vaccine timeline. Is it realistic in your mind, just sort of based on how things have gone and how it's expected to go? Because, I mean, the governor could roll out a timeline, but if there's a, you know, a disconnect, say, between you guys and the state, that timeline kind of gets thrown out. So what's your level of confidence in terms of that timeline playing out as it's scheduled to here in Winona?
Yeah, well, the entire timeline is dependent on enough vaccine coming out, you know, and that's across the entire state and for sure here. And, you know, when we were shorted there for, you know, several weeks, you know, we didn't really catch up on that amount. So I think we lagged just a little bit, you know, in terms of the state. But that said, you know, I do think that if the Johnson & Johnson is coming, you know, that's going to be, you know, that'll help, you know, give us, you know, more vaccine potentially here. And little by little, I think both the Pfizer and Moderna, you know, there's a little bit more that's coming into the state. I mean, the process is certainly working better. But the bottom line is this is all dependent on the amount of vaccine that comes out. So that would be the caveat in the entire process.
That's good to hear. And you said it. I've heard it from a couple community members, too. It sounds like the clinics at Winona Health are being conducted in a real efficient manner, which is obviously good news. That's sort of the finish line when it comes to getting the vaccine to people. The president and CEO of Winona Health, Rochelle Schultz, is our guest this morning on In the Know. And Rochelle, you might have alluded to it, but who are we vaccinating this week in the closed clinics Thursday and Friday?
Well, we are at the 65 and older population now, so we've, you know, we continue, you know, working our list, both those that have called in on our wait list as well as, you know, other lists that we've had, seeing who's, you know, gotten it, hasn't gotten it. You know, as I mentioned earlier, you know, I think Hy-Vee has some vaccine. I know Walmart has had, you know, some vaccine. I know people have gotten some there. So we're starting to find, you know, people are finding a couple other channels, which is great. The point is, you know, if you can get on get in and get your vaccine, get it, you know, and don't worry about the list, but we're going to continue to work those lists till we make sure we've touched everybody, you know, that wants to get it. So, our focus now is really that 65 and older, you know, with the hope that really here in March, we're going to get that group done.
Yeah, and finally, Rochelle, I want to close on what you just said there. So, and you've echoed what some of the other health officials have told us on the show, that sign up for everything. If you're eligible to sign up for it, and then whoever can accept you, just let the other parties know, in other words.
Yeah, and you know, and honestly, even if you can't let the other party know, just go get it if you can get it, because, you know, we're probably all going to call or reach out in some way, and if you've gotten it, we're just happy to hear that you got it, you're off the list, we'll move to the next one. So, there's nothing magical about who has it. It's like, where is the vaccine, and if you can get it and get it. You know, we're all working as hard as we can, you know, to support people, but it's distributed around, so... I think people should feel free to, you know, go get it where you can.
All right. She's the president and CEO of Winona Health, Rochelle Schultz. Rochelle, as always, thanks for the time. We'll chat next week.
All right, TJ. Have a good week.
You too. 7:54, time for that forecast on the fours.